Today's episode is brought to you by Camuso Design, the creators of the Shift. The Shift is not just a necklace, it's a tool for better breathing and better living. Inspired by the Camuso monks of 17th century Japan and the shakuhachi flutes, the Shift helps you master your breath, reduce stress, and find your calm. It's your personal mindfulness tool that you can wear and use anytime, anywhere. Discover the tranquility that comes with mastering your breath. Visit camusodesign.com/lifeismental and use code LIFEISMENTAL at checkout for 15% off your next purchase. Once you see what you actually are, that you're an infinite, limitless being, you'll see that nothing exists outside of you. I'm your host, Derek Grant, and this is the Pathway to Your Results podcast. Bro. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Pathway to Your Results podcast. Sorry, I was a little far away. The microphone was not turned, but here we are. Welcome. Welcome back. I want to talk to you all about, because people, I'm just going to jump into it. If I go on Instagram Live or go on live or do something, people will be talking about like what's happening over in the Middle East, right? Free Palestine, free Israel, or, you know, it just depends on what side you're on, right? And then, of course, being here in the Western world, we only hear based on what media wants us to hear, right? So here's why I'm saying this. I'm going to go there. I'm going to touch there because some people are afraid to talk about certain things because they don't want to ruffle a side, but I'm not on a side. And this goes for not just between Israel and Palestine. This goes for Republican or Democrat. I am not here. So anything that I'm saying right now is not coming from a three-dimensional perspective. So if you're on this podcast, you already know this. But here's my point. I started to look at what's happening, not just over there, but in our world in general, and all this conflict. And we know that the opposite, good God Almighty, I'm starting to preach right now, it's coming. The opposite of conflict is what we would call peace. Do you see? But you cannot have peace before the conflict. You must have the conflict in order to have peace. And here's what I'm saying, okay? Understand what conflict really is. Conflict is the imbalance of masculine or feminine energies. That's what conflict is. So what we're seeing right now over in the Middle East, in other places, whether Russia or Ukraine, we're seeing the imbalance of energies of the masculine and the feminine energy. Think about you in your own life, right? We can go all the way down to the biochemical level of your body. You have acidity and you have the alkaline, you have the complete opposite. This is the masculine and the feminine. Acidity is masculine. Acid is masculine. Feminine is alkaline. When there is an inharmonious balance, your body will develop what we have called disease or cancer. Do you see? So because we're living in a holographic universe, what we're seeing in the Middle East is an imbalance of the masculine and feminine energies. Well, just like with cancer, Dr. Sebi showed us this, you can heal whatever illnesses you have through balancing it back out. So if I got too much acidity in my body, I need to be on an alkaline diet. If I got too much masculine energy going through me, I need to get in touch with my feminine. This is going to be triggering for a lot of men right now. If you listen to me right now, you better get yourself a notebook, you better get yourself a chair, and get yourself comfortable in a box of tissues and start to balance out the feminine within you. That means I'm going to do some crying. That means I'm going to feel unworthy for a little bit. That means I'm going to doubt myself. That means I'm going to look myself in the mirror and say, oh my gosh, who am I? Am I ever enough? This is going to be a part of it. Because the conflict arises to show you that there is an imbalance, but then it's up to you or whomever to do the work and integrate and say, wait a minute, I need to fix something. And when you can do that, this is when you have peace. But here's what we're not doing in the world right now, okay? Here's what we're not doing right now. And the reason why, good God Almighty, I don't talk about politics, but I think it's ridiculous, but I'm going to go there right now. What we're seeing is wounds in children that are playing the role of adults. That's what we're seeing right now in this world. You're seeing a bunch of wounded children pretending to be adults right now. Do you see? Do you see? So how in the devil, as my daddy would say, how in the devil am I going to have empathy and compassion for my neighbor when I still got wounds inside of me that keep me from having compassion and empathy for myself? How am I going to give my neighbor something that I don't even know how to give to myself? How? I got a wound in me that I am unaware of because I ain't done the work. So now, guess what? I don't give up about you over there and what you got going on because I don't give up about me. Do you see how this works? So when I'm looking at Israel, when I'm looking at all this stuff going on, what I see wounds. See, I look at everything in based of, it's just the holographic, whatever I got going on in me is what's going on in the world right now. I'm going to let you figure it out. I can't give you that. I can't tell you everything. You're going to figure it out. There's some wounds. There's some wounded inner children within the nation, within the government. So how in the world am I going to have compassion for the other side? How in the world am I going to treat them with dignity? How in the world am I going to treat them with any integrity if I myself cannot do this for myself? You can, hey, what did Jesus say? You will know by the fruits that they bear. Judge a tree by the fruits. You will see through their actions. You will see through their behaviors. This goes for all governments. It's literally a macrocosm of humanity. So this is why I'm saying, like, I'm all over the place right now. You got to do the work on you. So the conflict is not happening only on the macro level. The conflict is happening on the micro level. There is an imbalance inside yourself with the masculine. There's an imbalance within yourself in the feminine, on the internal. Do you see? So when you start, and here's the deal. This is the biggest illusion that we ever fell for. The biggest illusion that we ever fell for was that the masculine and the feminine energies were separate. They're not separate. They're just two different ends. That's it. One's on the positive end, one's on the negative end, but they're on the same freaking stick. They're the same thing. They're the same thing. Do you see how this works? So now, if I look at a country, this is the way my mind works. I look at business. I look at a relationship. I look at my marriage. I look at my, as a parent, there's always going to be a masculine and feminine energy. But how in the world can I be masculine and feminine? How can I have a balance of harmony? Because that's what peace is. Peace is when they're even. If I am too much masculine and too little feminine as a parent, what am I going to do? You better do this. You better do that. Blah, 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 blah. If I'm too much feminine and not enough masculine as a parent, what am I going to do? Oh, yeah, you guys go ahead. Wait, who's, oh, nope, go ahead. Do whatever you want. Yep, go ahead. Do you see? Do you see? There has to be an equal balance. The same goes within myself. The same goes within you. You are the microcosm of the macro. So if we look at the deeper microcosm in your own body, if you have too much acid in your body, nothing good will come. All viruses are due to an over imbalance of acidity. Like, this is the only way a virus can thrive in an environment. Cancers, it's due to acidity in the body. It's due to an over masculine. So, like, stop thinking about it in terms of, oh, well, it's Israel versus Palestine, and start thinking of it like, yo, conflict is coming, is happening right now because two or more parties are agreeing to identify with their emotional wounds that they won't actually spend time to work on. That's really, that's really what's in what we're seeing right now. So really, if we go just a level deeper, because people will say, oh, you sit here talk about it, you ain't gonna provide a solution. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you how. I'm gonna tell you, you wanna fix it? May take a couple hundred years, but we didn't get to where we are overnight either. So if it took a couple hundred years to make a mess, it's gonna take a couple hundred years to clean it up. Right? So here's what we do, okay? I got to start learning how to love myself. I got to start learning how to look myself in the mirror and look that being in the mirror and say, I love you. I love you. Not because. No. There is no reason. I love you. And when I say love, really another word that we could use for that is I accept you. I accept you. I accept you just as you are, where you are, how you are. I accept you. And because I accept you, I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you for the decisions that you've made, for the judgments that you've made. I forgive you. I accept you. I got to be able to look that mother right in the mirror. I got to be able to look him dead in the face and tell him that. So now when I leave this house, I can do that to someone else, no matter what they may have said or done to me. And this, my friends, was what we refer to as Christ consciousness. How in the world do you think, if you look at the story, the allegory, the metaphor of Jesus on the cross, how do you think in one of the books he was able to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive these people that are afflicting this pain and killing me right now and hanging me and humiliating me and embarrassing me and throwing dirt on my name. Forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing right now. They have no clue. Don't punish them. Don't lambaste them. Don't go back and give it exactly what they've done. No, he said, no. Forgive them, for they don't know what they do. He pardoned them. Why am I saying this? I'm not coming from a religious text. This is a humanity text. Do you see? It has nothing to do with anything other than humanity. Humanity. I don't see no other creatures walking around this planet acting like this. I bet these extraterrestrials that are coming here and they're sitting here in all these dimensions that we can't see. I bet they're sitting here looking at us like, what in the God? What are they doing right now? What are they doing? What are they doing? What in the world? When I used to do something wrong, and my dad, he'd walk in, he'd be like, okay, I'll give you a perfect example. When I was 18 years old. For some reason, the way our driveway was, you could pull up. I pulled up in the driveway. And then if I wanted, I could drive all the way around the house. So I did it. I drove all the way around the house through the grass, thinking that nobody was going to see it. My dad came home from work. He said, why is there car tracks going around our house? What is that? And I'm like, shit, I drove around the house. Now, mind you, I'm 18 years old. I'm old enough to know better. Why'd I do it? Just to see if I could do it. So I did it. And he said, Derek, what are you doing? What are you doing, Derek? I'm like, what do you mean? What am I doing? I already did it. What are you talking about? He said, no. Why? Like his questions, and I found myself doing this with my children. His questions that he was asking me was like, what in the devil is wrong with you, boy? What is wrong with you? You know better than this. You know better than this. You know better than this. This is what I'm saying right now. You know better than this. And it doesn't have to be on a grand scheme of war. I'm not talking about just war. You know, the first love was the greatest love, and the greatest love was the love of yourself. It was the love of you. You got to love yourself, because what you give yourself will be what you give to everybody else. Hurt people, healed people, heal people. People at peace with themselves give peace on the outside. It is about you giving yourself what you know you need, doing what you know you need to do for yourself. And when you do that, guess what? Now there won't be a conflict within. Now you're starting to balance out the energy. And when you start to balance out the energies, now guess what? You start to move into the energy of peace. Do you see? Peace can exist where there is no conflict, but conflict is arising because there's an imbalance of the energies. So I'm just here to tell you this. Today's episode is sponsored by Life is Mental University. Unlock the power of your mind with courses designed to transform your life. Whether you're seeking personal growth, better relationships, or enhanced mental well-being, Life is Mental University provides the roadmap to success. With courses like Manifestation Made Easy and Mastering Your Mind Using Meditation, you'll gain actionable insights and practical strategies to achieve your goals. Enroll today at lifeismental.dgmindset.com and take the first step. Until human beings can individually do this, the world ain't gonna change. Until the micro can start to do it, the macro ain't gonna change. It ain't gonna happen. So that's why I'm telling you, I don't care where you live. You can live in Timbuktu. You can go live in Phoenix, Arizona. You can live in Covington, Louisiana. You can live in Rochester, New York. It does not matter where you live at. But do not think for one moment, one iota in this thing that we call time, that your journey and your healing and your peace and your understanding and your harmonizing of your energies inside of you, do not think for one moment that it does not matter in the grand scheme of things. Oh, it absolutely matters. It absolutely matters. See, here's what you don't understand. Let's just play the hypothetical. What if, because I've done the work on myself and I'm doing the work on myself and I'm loving myself without conditions, what happens now if I see a little boy in the grocery store and I look at him and he kind of looks at me and I just feel like, bro, you can go be anything. I'm sitting here having a conversation because this is real life stuff that I actually do that nobody ever sees. I'm sitting here telling this boy, like, son, you 8 years old, you can be anything. You can do anything. And he remembers this. And even though when he goes back home, mommy and daddy maybe don't believe in themselves because they don't have the wounds inside of them. But this child always believes because this man at the grocery store randomly told him this, right? And he ends up growing up one day to become a powerful individual. I say powerful, I'm putting in air quotes, but he ends up becoming let's just say the president of the free world, the president of the United States. And now he's got influence. He's got power behind his words. If he tells a nation to go and work on themselves and go and do this and go and do that, 35-40% of the nation is going to do it. All because of some guy in his mid-40s who was somewhat bald, trying to figure himself out, told him at a grocery store 30 years earlier and gave him permission. But really, the only reason why this man did this was because that man had been on a journey to figure out who he was and heal his wounds and help the world in whatever way he could. And because this man was doing this, the ripple effect ended up being that maybe 30, 40 years later, it became okay. Now the school system got revamped. The healthcare system got revamped. Do you see the ripple effect? Do you see how this works? I let your imagination. We just played a little bit. I have to tell you this because don't think that you don't matter. You never know. You never know. You never know. Do not allow yourself to be the victim anymore. And say, oh, well, I don't know. My journey doesn't matter. No. Every drop matters. Every human matters. I don't care. That's why it'd be killing me. It perplexes me that they put death tolls on articles in the news, like 1,500 people killed, 2,000 people killed, only 30 or 18. Like, what the fuck does it matter? It was one person. It was one. It was one. It was one too many. It was one too many. That's what they need to be saying. Whenever they say however the number is, how many, they need to put too many behind it. Do you see? But here's what you don't realize. We're being desensitized. We're devaluing. We're dehumanizing. Oh, well, 18 people, that's a lot better than 1,500. 18 ain't bad. 18, that's it. This is what we subconsciously think, though. We look at it and say, like, oh, my gosh, like, I mean, it's sad, like five people, but man, it could have been way worse. You see what they're doing now? They're actually programming you to view it by putting in, pitting your own mind against itself. So you see it in a certain way. It's one too many. This is what I'm trying to tell you. It's a humanity thing. But humanity is the collective. Nah, it's an individual thing. It's you. It'll always be you. As long as I'm here, as long as my words reign, as long as this thing called the internet allows my voice to be, it will always come back to you. I'm not going to let you off the hook. I'm not going to let you think for one second that it ain't you. It will always be you. You were the only thing that existed in your own universe. Do your work on yourself. And here's what here's my point. Don't think and don't fall for the illusion of the ego to create separation to make you think that you on your journey did not have an influence on somebody else's. It absolutely does. For sure, for sure. What you did in your life and what you're doing in your life, for you to reach out and send me an email or send me a DM or comment on a post or say, yo, thank you, keep going, you helped me so much, all because of the stuff that you've endured that I have no recollection of, I don't know anything about, but because you endured it, it forced you to say, yo, D, thank you. And because you said that, that gave me permission to say like, man, wow, it actually, man, it does matter. I'm not just sitting in my room making podcasts and doing things that nobody wants to hear. Okay, I got to keep going. Do you see? Your energy and everything that you've dealt with create a ripple effect that then spurs something within me. And then guess what? I have just a little bit more energy to go spread it to somebody else. And do you see how this works? My whole point of this is getting you to see that it's all connected. It was all one thing. And when you recognize that, when you see that everything is connected, I got to turn up for me. Because if I can turn up for me, I can turn up for this world. So when you ask me, people say, how do we change? What's going on? What do you think about this? I'm going to tell you what I think about it. Do the work on yourself because the ripple effect will be monumental. So if you hear this right now, do the work on yourself. If somebody sent this to you, do the work on yourself. It will always come back to you. You, my friend. You, my friend. You, my friend. You, my friend. Are that lonely little pebble that was thrown into this cool, calm sea of life. And we look at this big, huge ocean of life and we're like, oh my gosh, I'm just a little pebble. It won't matter. Bloop. And that's all it did, you think. But that ripple will extend exponentially until it hits somebody else. It will create a ripple in space and time. And then guess what? That ripple's going to hit somebody else. And then that's going to force them. Do you see? Do you see how this, do you see that has happened? It's a ripple effect. You don't have to be in Israel. You don't have to be in Palestine. I just traveled the other day. I got an Uber and the guy was asking me, he goes, hey, and I was just going to go visit a client. I was just going for a day. Like I flew out that morning and came home that night. And he says, hey, well, I hope you are nice weather here. You are here now. You are here for what? The week? Two days, three? I said, no, I go back tonight. He's like, what? You go back tonight? Why? I said, oh, I'm just coming to visit somebody. He said, oh, what do you do? What do you tell me what you do? So I tell him what I do. He's like, they need this. They need this from where I'm from. Where are you from? Where are you from? And he paused. And he wouldn't tell me. He wouldn't tell me. I'm like, oh, this is how he told me. He goes, have you been watching that stuff on TV? I said, yeah, but I really hadn't, but I knew what he was saying. He said, I am from there. He was ashamed. He was embarrassed. He was hurt. I said, wait, there's stuff going on. Like, tell me, like, he said, I am from Palestine. So, okay. And he told me the story from his perspective. And I said, wow. We don't hear that over here. We don't hear what you're dealing with. We don't hear
that you're treating, how your people are. We don't hear that over here. We only hear, and he goes, yes, this is why you do not hear it. You do not hear it because, pardon me, this is my best Palestinian accent of where the guy was talking, but he said, because of who runs media. Who runs media? Who allows you to hear and see? Those are the same ones that are inflicting this pain against us. He said, you do not see it. You do not hear it. And I said, you're right. You're right. So we're only going to hear. This is what toxic masculinity is. We're only going to hear the masculine. We're only going to hear the masculine. You see, we're only going to hear the one who's inflicting it. That's all we're going to hear. You see, how this works. So I'm not here to jump on the side and say, hey, this, hey, that. No. That isn't what this is. My point is to show you that there's sides. There are two sides to everything. There's going to be the masculine. There's going to be the feminine. The issue is when we only look at the masculine, and we think that that's it. The issue is you think that you can only deal with the things that are hunky-dory and great in your life, and you don't have to deal with the other things. We want to see the whole picture. This is what consciousness wanted to do. It just wanted to see everything from all perspectives, both the good and the quote-unquote bad. But what you do over here matters. Where you are right now matters. It will have a ripple effect in space and time. I can promise you that, because there are people in my life that have influenced my life, that have changed the trajectory of my life, that changed the way I raised my kids. And it was because of one-off interaction with them. And they will never know. And I never knew their name, but I can remember them. I can see their face. I can feel their energy. Maybe you're that person in somebody else's life. You matter. The part, the slice, will always have an influence on the whole pizza. Do your work on you. Do your work on you. You want to change? You want to have world peace? You want to have world peace? You want world peace? I can tell you how to get world peace. It really isn't that hard. If we follow the laws of nature, the laws of this universe, that way there's no man involved. We don't have to worry about emotions. We ain't got to worry about parties. We ain't got to worry about government. We ain't got to worry about nothing. If you really want world peace, it's really simple. Find peace within yourself first. So now when no matter what somebody does to you, you go figure out a way to give peace back to them. You will absorb the negative low energy, the hurt, the pain that they have inside themselves. You won't give it back and inflict it on them because you've been doing the work on yourself. You instead will give them love and compassion because you recognize that this is just a soul who has wounds. And the only thing that will help these wounds is love. There's too much acid here. There's too much acid. I have to balance it out with alkaline. This is how you get world peace. Balance out the energies inside yourself. Do the work on yourself. Love yourself without conditions. And then when you step out on the world, no matter what someone does to you, you will not give it back to them. You will absorb it and give them a higher frequency, a higher energy back. And you recognize that there was nothing to win. There was no land to win. There was no election to win. There was no influence to win. There was nothing to win. You know what the real win was? You versus yourself. You versus yourself. Everybody want to talk about they want to win. Beat yourself. Beat yourself. Beat yourself. That's the way I am. That's the energy I'm coming into 2024. I'm just telling you right now. I'm coming with the energy of 2024, I'm a play one-on-one versus me, and we're going to see who's going to win. We're going to see. We're going to see who's going. That's the real win. That's the real win. Can you beat your own ego? Can you beat your ego? That's the real win. When you can beat your ego, come holler at your boy. Come talk to me. Until then, you got to get in the gym. You got to keep working. You got to keep working. So this is my mentality. People are like, why did you go sit in a cave for 5 days by yourself with no interaction, complete dark? You know why? Because I knew this was the only way. This is the only way we're going to do this. We're going to do it. We're going to figure out a way. I'm going to touch every wall in here, but we're going to, this is my mentality. I got to beat me. I got to figure out me. But the only way to do that is to tame this wrestle, this thing called the ego. So when we talk about shadow work, nah, there ain't going to be no shadows because I'm going straight into the dark. You see how this works. It's just you versus you. So if you want world peace, find peace within yourself. I'm here for it. I'm here to help you. I'll do all I can, as much as I can, in the capacity that I can. This is why we're having retreats. 3 retreat locations. I'm telling you right now, sign up. Like, put down your deposit. We made payment plans. Do it ASAP, because these retreats are not like 300-400 people there. No. That's for the global summit. These retreats are small and intimate, so there won't be many spots. And once they fill up, they fill up. So this is why I'm doing this, because I've gotten my energy levels. There's enough harmony and balance within myself that I can start giving some of my energy to other people. So I'm not sitting here acting like I'm holier than thou, but I know just by you and I sharing the same space and time and understanding how energy entrainment works, just from us being together for 3 days, that's going to help your energy levels. That's going to help your frequency. That's going to help your ability to consciously choose how you think from day to day. Go and sign up for a retreat. Join the community if you don't want to do a retreat. The Conscious Evolution Community. We do power hours every single week. You have a community of people. We got 300 people in this community right now. And when I tell you, you got 300 people who are behind you saying, girl, dude, come on, you got it. This is the community. This community is for you. As always, keep going. Keep going. You matter. It matters. Your journey matters. And until next time, I wish you nothing but the best on the pathway to your results.